I'd like to welcome you to another podcast called Conversations. I'm Andrew Myers, Communications Manager for the convention, and I'm joined today with Aaron and Erica Kenny, CBM Global Field Staff for Kenya, and one of our many Global Field Staff that we have there in Kenya. And we're just glad to have them home for a few months this summer, and I know they've had a busy time, and we just wanted to be able to catch up and share some news with our listeners. So welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah,
good to have you here. Can you give us an update on what you guys have been doing in Kenya for the last 3 years?
Well, we were called with Canadian Baptist Ministries in 2006, and we went to Kenya to be a part of the Pioneer Evangelism Outreach and Sustainable Community Development amongst Somali refugees, so displaced Somali people. And our main role over the last 3.5 years has been focused in urban development. So we've come alongside of communities of displaced Muslims living in the Nairobi capital of Kenyan capital of Nairobi. And we've been able to work alongside of the Presbyterian Church of East Africa there, as well as with our other partner churches, and helping them to effectively reach out into this community. And it's been an exciting journey.
So you've been able to come home for a shorter period than what you probably would have liked, and it's been jam packed, mm-hmm. full of traveling and family visits and friend visits. And can you as you're getting ready to head back in a couple of weeks, you know, can you just give people an update on how, from your perspective, how your summer's been and the highlights have been?
Yeah, it's been really busy, but it's been, and we've learned a lot with our first home assignment. We've learned things that we'll do next time and things that we won't do next time. But I think the best part has just been connecting with churches and just the encouragement that we've received, and just such warm welcomes from people who, I mean, we hear from people in Nairobi, but you never know how much people follow you or support you until you can get with them in person and just talk to them. And yeah, there's a lot of love out there that people just have been embracing us, and not only us, but the women in Eastleigh. They've never even met them, but they just love them so much. And yeah, their support for them has been really touching for us and overwhelming.
Yeah, we've been really blown away by the response of churches, and it's one thing, you know, we write letters and put pictures and stuff on the internet, but being able to be there in person and tell the stories of these women, it's been really compelling. And we've been moved by the churches who have really connected, I think, with these women, and who are now praying for them in a way that, you know, with a sensitivity to what they're going through, and how these women are really being so courageous, mm-hmm. and understanding the obstacles. I think a lot of people have shared, that we've met in churches, have shared how their hearts have been broken by the stories of these women. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're in a good place when our hearts are being broken by the things that break the heart of God. Mm-hmm. And so it's, for us, we really have the sense that we're not doing this by ourselves, that we're part of a bigger family here in Canada, and that together that we're part of what God is doing in some of the forgotten corners of the world.
Mm-hmm. It's been great to be able to connect with people that have been there as well, that if people have come on short-term mission trips who know the people that we've been talking about. And so for them to be able to hear more information about these women has been great for them, but it's been really awesome for us to come back and see the impact that it's had on people, for them to come and visit Nairobi and to visit these women, mm-hmm. and then how their lives have changed since mm-hmm. they've visited. So yeah, it's been great to meet with them, and then just to send out the plea for people to come and see and experience what these women go through every day. So it's been cool.
You part of the stuff you guys have been involved in is jewelry to sell. And it was a really neat way, I think, for people in our churches to be able to connect with the women who mm-hmm. made them and with that ministry. Can you give us an update on how you did with that?
We brought home, I think, approximately 800 pieces, and we sold them for, or we asked for a donation of about $15. And with with that donation, it would pay the salaries of 7 women for an entire year and buy some supplies along the way. And we sold every last piece, and we have people wanting more, and so we're trying to figure out a way to send stuff back so that there's a lot of people out there who want to support this ministry and to support the women, and who really would love to be able to wear that solidarity necklace around their neck to say they do support them. So, yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. So as you get ready to head back, you've been brought into some new responsibilities in, with the changing face of the field staff in Kenya. And can you talk a bit about what that's going to look like?
Yeah, we've known for a little while leading up to our home assignment that we'd be having a change in responsibility. We're going to continue working in Eastleigh, but only about 40% of our time, so maybe 2 days a week. The rest of our focus is now going to be changing to Guardians of Hope. Mm-hmm. And our predecessor, Patty Card, started Guardians 5 years ago. And it's in essence, it's our response as Canadian Baptists to the HIV/AIDS crisis. Mm-hmm. And so Eric and I are going to move into that role as the Africa coordinators for GOH. And we'll be working alongside the leaders in Kenya, in the African Brotherhood Church, and the African Christian Church and Schools, and then in Rwanda and Angola. And it's exciting. We're looking forward. It means a lot more travel for us. We're going to be getting to know our church partners in a much more intimate way. Mm-hmm. And it's an exciting ministry to be a part of. Initially, we were working with about 500 homes. And right now with the Guardians, I think we're working with about 5,000 households. Mm-hmm. And it's having a tremendous impact. I don't know how much our churches understand. You know, they know they give a little bit to missions and they're able to help a bit. But that little bit has a huge impact on lives. And mm-hmm. Eric and I have had the privilege of going and visiting Guardians groups in Kenya already. Mm-hmm. And it's there's a lot of miracle stories as people have had their lives changed by these little gifts of the faithfulness not only of our churches in Canada, but the church in Africa is a response to this crisis. Mm-hmm. And as it comes in and really shows love and restores hope to families that were, mm-hmm. you know, on the edge of darkness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. So for those of us who've been able to follow your stories over the last, you know, 4 years, on your blogs and by emails and things, might be people out there who don't know about that. Can you give us the address where they can find that?
Yeah, our blog address is 5kennys, and that's all spelled out fiveKennys.blogspot.com. And it's kind of a mixture of ministry stuff, but then personal stuff with the kids and, family things and just things that happen in our lives every day that we want to be able to share with people back home. So, yeah. Please check it out.
Yeah. And if people want to support you, if they haven't already, they can contact the CBM office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Atlantic Canada, they can contact Linda Naves at the convention office in St. John. Mm-hmm. Or they can contact directly to the Mississauga office in Toronto. And Eileen Moore Crispin is the woman who kind of handles that. And we've really had a great response from churches. We need to raise a minimum of 80% of our team support to stay on the field. And that's been coming from a lot of individuals and churches who are just making small gifts every month. And we would certainly appreciate anyone who'd like to come and to be a part of this. This ministry in this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not only team support, but we need project support as well. And so if you were interested in supporting a project of the Sharing Way with Guardians of Hope or with the Eastleigh project, you could get in touch with the Sharing Way and support. I know they come out with Christmas catalogs, but I mean, anytime you wanted information about a certain project, you could always contact the office and they would be able to tell you how you can support different projects within the Sharing Way.
Yeah. Or to be part of a short-term mission that could come over and work with you guys.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, short-term missions. I mean, there's a lot of ways that short-term missions can help the church or people who are struggling to overcome poverty. And I think one of the big ways that churches, at least in the Muslim ministry we've been involved in over the last 3.5 years, that way the churches can help is coming and breaking down stereotypes. Mm. There's a lot of lies and false images of what a Christian is in that world. And when we come and we show God's love and we come alongside people in a caring and respectful way, it changes lives. Yeah. And it's exciting. Yeah. And of course, the other side of short-term missions is it changes your life when you come. And I know that all of us sitting in this room right here, we've all experienced how short-term missions can transform us. Yeah, and so, right.
Expect to be changed.
To be changed.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. This has been good. We also like to encourage everyone to continue to pray for you guys as you wrap up your last few weeks here and as you travel home and for everything that awaits you there. And anyway, it's been good. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Take care.